Everyone, it's Kristen, aka That Next Level Girl. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast, where every single week I will be delivering to you free advice on building your network marketing business, building on social media, and just leveling up in life in general. If you haven't done it yet, please screenshot this episode, pop it on your Instagram story, and I will repost you. Enjoy the episode, guys. Hello everyone and good morning. I am on the beach now in sunny Greece. If you follow me on social media, you will have seen just over four weeks ago, I decided one day to get up and, you know, pack my bags and relocate to Greece for, you know, just booking a one-way ticket, not sure how long I'm going to be here. Obviously with everything that's going on in the world as well, it's a little bit uncertain, but I'm actually on the beach right now and I just feel so inspired to share a couple of things with you and share a little bit of motivation and fire and a couple of insights and realizations that I have personally had since getting up and moving to Greece. I think this has been such a game changer for my headspace, also for my business as well, and also just getting into that aligned energy that we need as well. So we are nearly 6 months into the year, and I want to ask you, what are the goals that you set at the start of this year? You know, on New Year's Eve, at the start of the year, the first day of January, in your business, where did you say you were going to be by now? And what is the thing, if you're not where you need to be, and if you're not where you said you were going to be by this time right now, what are the factors that have held you back? Are they excuses? Are they self-limiting beliefs? Is it lack of support? Is it lack of discipline, lack of commitment? What are the five top things that have stopped you from getting to the next level? And when I ask you this, I do not want you to blame. I know it's not your upline's fault, it's not your company, it's not the lack of sales, it's not the lack of new products, but like, you know, you are either justifying, blaming, or growing. So taking responsibility for where you are right now, it's all on you, okay? There, you know, in all of these companies, we all do the same thing. And it's funny when I see people blame, when they say, oh, I joined this company and, oh, I just didn't get any support and I didn't think it was very good, or, you know, blah, 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 blame. But then there's another person in the same company who has joined, they didn't really have an upline, they had no training, they had no support, but they're a top income earner because they took full responsibility. They were their own business owner. They were independent, you know, with network marketing. We are independent consultants. We are not dependent consultants. You don't join this business because you want to, you know, be employed. You join and you start a network marketing business so you can be your own boss. You can have the flexibility, you can have the freedom. But also there's downsides with that, okay? Sometimes, you know, we're so tuned in with the kind of employee mindset that sometimes, you know, we join a network marketing business or even we start our own brick and mortar business. We don't have a boss and it's a very different type of daily action. You need the commitment, you need the discipline. So if you don't have the discipline and commitment right now, have a look right now, like, where is your energy at? Who are you giving your energy to? Are you purposely placing yourself in situations that are going to grow your mind and influence you and inspire you to take more action? So are you on every additional training call? Are you listening to daily podcasts? Are you writing down your goal? If I came to your house right now, would there be post-it notes of and whiteboards and vision boards? Are your goals everywhere? Because if they're not, out of sight, out of mind. Sometimes, you know, you might even forget that you even have a business one day because you have no goals around you. You know, your screensaver has nothing to do with your goals and your support, goals and ambitions and where you want to be in your business next. So you need to surround yourself with dreamers, with visionaries. And even if you don't have those type of people in your life right now, the great thing about the internet is you can surround yourself with the people you want to be like virtually at the touch of a button, okay? There's so many incredible apps, things like, you know, my podcast, there's SoundCloud, there is YouTube, there is so many free ebooks online. You can go on Amazon, you can buy amazing books, like audiobooks, there is so much material out there to help you get to the next level of your business, but also get to the next level version of you. We know that this is a people first business. It's a personal development business. Network marketing is a personal development industry. The more you grow yourself, the more your business grows, okay? You cannot get to the next level of your business by staying the same person as when you started, okay? Like, for me, I have done so much self-growth and so much self-work. That is why people join my business. People in my network say to me, oh my gosh, like, you have become so confident and like you have just really put yourself out there. You don't really care what people think. I wish I could be like that. I really want to take a look at this business, because if it means I can have that type of energy, then, you know, count me in. And they see what I've created in terms of my energy, my passion. People follow passion. Are you sharing your passion with people? So people join the business because of you. They don't join the business because you have a really good protein powder, or they don't join the business because you've got vitamin C in your skin toner that you sell. They join the business and they start a business and they invest in you because you are passionate about the business, you know where you're going, and you have done so much personal development that you're changing and you're leveling up yourself. You're showing and you're demonstrating to your prospects and people around you that you can lead them to the next level of their life. But if you're hokey pokey about your business, you're in, you're out, you're in, you're out, one leg in, one leg out, one leg in, one leg out, and then you're inconsistent, you don't look like a good leader. So of course, I guarantee you, if you're not consistent right now with your business, you're not showing up on social media every day, you're not speaking about your business, and you're not really showing off the products, you're not even using the products maybe, your business is going to either stay stagnant or probably just go backwards and shrink. So it's all about realigning yourself, resetting yourself, and just describing to yourself, what is it that you actually want with this business? And if you have this massive goal right now, I always say, you know, dream big, it's so, so important. But also you do need to have those shorter term goals that in your head might seem a little bit more realistic. So let's say right now, maybe you've been stuck at the, you know, the first level of your company's, you know, compensation plan. Maybe you've been at the same level for maybe a year or 2 years, let's say, okay? And you're feeling stuck. You don't know if you want to take action, you're being inconsistent, you're losing a little bit of hope. What can you do now that's different? If you have these big goals, I want to get to the next level, but right now in your subconscious mind and your energy, it feels like it's too far away. How can you kind of rein in that goal a little bit? Okay, so let's say, you know, I'm just trying to make up like a level company. Let's say you are a junior manager and you want to get to a senior manager in the next 2 months, but you've been at a junior manager level for like 2 years, okay? You're losing a bit of hope, you're losing a bit of faith in yourself. Instead of having your goal to get to senior manager, which has been the same goal for 2 years, and you're still stuck at junior manager, how can you change the goal to maybe a monetary goal or a sponsoring goal or an enrolling new distributors or enrolling new customers goal? Okay, this is what I did a couple of months ago, and it really, really helped change my perspective on my business. So instead of having my goal just to get to the next level, I also had enrolling new distributors goal. So I wanted to enroll at least three or four new people every month. I wanted to sell like two skincare sets or two, you know, nutrition sets, and I wanted to get to the first level of our incentive holiday trip by X date. So I had different types of goals in my business to kind of shake it up, to make it new, to make it exciting. Okay, so don't just have like rank goals in your business, also have like enrolling new distributors or selling XYZ amount of whatever product that you do. So shake it up a little bit, and that's going to get you excited and get you back into the type of action you need to take to sell more products and build a team of people who also sell products. That is what we do. Keep it simple. So on that note as well, are you keeping your business simple? When you're showing up as that next level version of you on social media, you're speaking about your business, you're speaking about the products, are you complicating it in your mind? If you're complicating it for yourself and for other people, like going back to what I just said, it's really, really hard for you to share that overall passion. Remember, people follow passion, but you can't be passionate about something if you're confused about what it actually means. So if you don't fully understand how your business works, or how network marketing works, or how the products are used, or how every, you know, the compensation plan works, then that's something that you need to work on, so you have a little bit more clarity on what you need to do next and how you need to share this business. Remember, network marketing guys, we use our products, we recommend and sell our products, and we build a team of people who recommend and sell our products. It's three things: use products, share the products, sell the products, you know, and then, you know, build a team of people who do the same. So keeping it simple. Have a look at your social media today. Have a look at the top like 6 posts and just see what type of message am I conveying about my business. And dare I ask, you know, some people, sometimes I go on people's social media pages and they have nothing about their business. They're an undercover agent in their company, okay? What type of message does that show? If you're messaging people, if you're, you know, reaching out to people about the business or reaching out to people about the products using your social media page that has nothing about your company or your business, that doesn't look very, it doesn't look very good. You know, it looks like someone has hacked your Instagram or your social media page and they're trying to sell you something, okay? If the business or their product is so good, like you're saying to this person, yet they go onto your social media page and there's absolutely nothing about it, I wouldn't trust you. I would not trust you. I would not trust what you're saying, and I probably wouldn't even reply, okay? So you cannot get to the top level of your company or be super successful by being undercover. You need to shout it from the rooftops. You need to share. I've talked about this in another podcast before, but repetition of exposure. Guys, I have been sharing the exact same message of my business for the last 2.5 years every single day on my stories, on my TikTok, on my Instagram lives, on my IGTVs, on my feed, and my captions. Guys, it's the same thing. If you read all my posts, it's the same thing. It's just worded a little differently. I've changed the words, I've changed a little bit of the language, but it's the same message. My goal is to educate you on why you deserve a better life, how you can, you know, take action, and how network marketing works and why it's simple and why it's exciting. Okay, so keep it simple and be sharing that message, be sharing and educating people why it's important to have a network marketing business, or why it's important to have multiple streams of income, or why it's important to develop yourself, or why it's important to look after yourself, or why it's important for them to use your products and why they're so amazing. Okay, so be consistent with that. That's not saying that your social media page just has to be all about your business and you can't have anything else. No, that's actually the opposite of what you should be doing. You should be, you know, speaking about your personal life, or speaking, like, sharing what you love, sharing your passions, your everyday life, and then weaving your business in and around all of that, okay? Because sometimes when I see, you know, someone follows me, a new consultant, and their entire page, it's just like screenshots from the website. It looks like a product catalog. There's no photos of them. It's just like blurry screenshots and like prices and everything. It looks way too salesy. That does not look good for someone else. That would not look appealing for me. If someone reached out to me with a page like that and said, hey, you should take a look at the business, I'd be like, if that's what I need to do, I am not interested, because it's like way too salesy, and I have my own life. I want to, you know, post whatever I want to post on Instagram, and then I maybe want to weave everything in and around that. That's exactly what I do. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, have a look at my page. My common theme now is, you know, travel, living your best life, and network marketing, okay? So what are your 3 themes? If I went to your page, what are your 3 themes? If you're talking about fashion, and then you're doing a cooking IGTV, and the next day you're talking about your business, and the next day you're talking about travel, and the next day, it's just way too confusing. So fine tune what you're speaking about on social media and get specific, okay? Pick 3 themes. You can change those themes, you know, as you change yourself, or maybe as you value different things, or maybe you realize, you know, you don't really want to talk about being a mom anymore. You want to talk about fashion and your network marketing business and travel. Or you want to talk about styling tips and travel tips and network marketing, like whatever it is, you can change those themes. But commonly, it's good to have 3 main themes, just 3 main themes. So you're keeping things simple. You're not confusing people. Remember, again, a confused mind doesn't make decisions. So keep it simple. But the most important thing is you're sharing the business, you're sharing the products. If you're not doing that, then it means that you have a crack in your belief, either with the business or the products, okay? What I see a lot of the time is when people don't have the confidence with the business side of things, they don't really understand the business deeply themselves, they hide behind the products. Don't be one of those people. Don't be one of the people that just hide behind the products. All you do is post about product. You need to be sharing the power of network marketing. Guys, I truly believe network marketing is the golden ticket. Like, if you have a network marketing business, you have the secret. You've got the golden ticket. So many people don't know about this or even understand this amazing industry, okay? It's up to you to do the work. There's obviously no guarantees in our industry. You have to put the work in. But this truly is one of the best kept secrets out there, this way of working, this incredible business, okay? So you need to be sharing the business and sharing how valuable it is to have a network marketing business and how much easier it is to have a network marketing business than going and setting up a brick and mortar business while you're working a 9-to-5 job and you have a million children, okay? So just keep it simple, share the business, share your passion, and share your belief, okay? So last thing is, I just want you to remember as well, I say this all the time, this is like my main like life motto: the happier you are, the better things go. Mess that up. The happier you are, the better things go, okay? So this is what I've really kind of seen and realized in the last 4 weeks. It's all about the law of attraction. Like, when you're happy and when you're in alignment, good things are going to happen. When I moved to Greece and I was just like prioritizing my happiness, and you know, obviously my business is my main priority, but also prioritizing like just having fun again with my business, I think I fell into a trap, and I think we all have fallen into a trap at some stage of our business where we get so super serious, or maybe we're not working our business in a fun way. We're actually dreading doing the reach outs. We're dreading doing the income producing activity. And then of course that does not look appealing to anyone else in our network. So then we don't enroll anyone new into our business and we don't really sell any products, okay? You need to make the business look fun and enjoyable. People who are working a 9-to-5 are not going to join your business if they see that all you do with your network marketing, your Arbol and Monat, whatever company you're in, your business is just sit at a computer desk and do reach outs to a million people a day after work, okay? They start a network marketing business so that they can have more flexibility and freedom in their lifestyle. So how can you demonstrate that? Instead of, you know, sitting after work and sitting doing, you know, your network marketing business at a computer desk, can you maybe go to a coffee shop and have an oat milk latte and, you know, have one, like take a photograph of one of your products and do some Instagram posts and then do some voice notes and just have fun with it, okay? The more fun you have with your network marketing business, the better, because it looks appealing to other people. It means then you can help more people find this amazing secret, okay? So I want you now to prioritize having fun with your business, okay? Do the work, do the income producing activity, but find a fun way of doing it. If sitting at a desk every single evening doing a million messages and just feeling really flat and demotivated isn't working and your business isn't growing, then you need to change something, okay? Nothing changes if nothing changes. You need to be proactive in making that change yourself, okay? So I want to leave you with that. Have fun. Focus on the fun in your business. Demonstrate how amazing network marketing is and educate yourself on the industry as well. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. If you did, please screenshot it, pop it on your Instagram story. If you have your own team, share it in your team group chat so they can find some information that was hopefully valuable to them from this too. Have a good day, guys, and I will see you next time.